Research suggests that the age of onset for mental disorders continues to decrease. For example, Ron Kessler and his colleagues conducted a study primarily for adults called the National Comorbidity Study. The study was of individuals 16 years of age or older and asked for every disorder that was found and when it first began. They found that with adult disorders, half of them had an age of onset of 14 or younger. It's very significant to look at the age of onset. And three-quarters had an age of onset of 24 or younger. Importantly, the more severe problems tended to have an earlier onset. When we talk about a quarter of kids having a diagnosable mental disorder and almost 19% having a serious emotional disturbance, we're talking about a high prevalence. It's been estimated that about 25% of kids, and not only with mental disorders, but for one reason or another, are at risk of not becoming productive adults. That's a very sizable percentage. That represents a major loss from a production standpoint. It's a major loss and cost from a societal standpoint. Most importantly, the suffering and stress caused to the individuals and to their families have a major effect. Think about how severe the problems are. What's the magnitude? Now, there are mild interferences. For example, there may be somebody who has a phobia of snakes but lives in the city, so they don't encounter it often. Or they have some shyness or problem causing some distress, but they're able to function pretty well. There are also problems that interfere with their functioning in major ways on an ongoing basis, which may lead to acts of violence. One act of violence may include suicide. Suicide is certainly one of the highest causes of death in young people, so the magnitude can be very severe. We used to dismiss these problems by saying, "Oh, they're just childhood problems. They'll outgrow them. They're not serious." We have learned that in some cases that's true, and some aren't serious. In some cases, they've outgrown it. But in other cases, they can be very serious. From a primacy standpoint, we've learned that these can lead to many problems over time, including substance abuse. Many talk about mental disorders in adolescence preceding substance abuse and being associated with it. For example, school failure, crime and delinquency, and early pregnancy. Lee Shore coined the term years ago that she called rotten adolescent outcomes. She said that there's this syndrome of rotten adolescent outcomes, including substance abuse, school failure, delinquency, early pregnancy, school dropout, and mental disorders. Ron Kessler and his colleagues said that early childhood mental disorders are more associated with these negative outcomes than any other condition, except chronic and severe poverty. So from a standpoint of prevalence, magnitude, and certainly primacy, these are all very significant problems.